For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, Anthony, I finally got up the nerve to call for tickets to Stop Kiss, but I'm afraid I'm going to be very upset with the homophobic violence that takes place.
Well, you are, but you're going to be glad that you went. I really, really enjoyed it. This is the Diana Sun play, which is being done at the Subversive Theater Collective. It is about two women who have a friendship that develops into the beginning of a relationship, but a violent incident happens just at the moment of their first kiss. And it's told out of chronological sequence, so you can see this going back and forth. And they really are doing a very moving production at Subversive. I was really, really impressed. It's Brittany Germano and Jenny Gemka in the leads. I also thought the supporting roles were very good. I was especially impressed by Teresa DeMuro Wilbur as a nurse and as a witness. Both characters vivid and very compelling.
Now that's going to be up, but only through March 18th. Stop Kiss. It's at the Manny Fried Playhouse, 255 Great Arrow Avenue. Plenty of parking. It's the one theater where you're guaranteed a parking spot in Buffalo. I had the great fortune to talk by telephone with the playwright, Brian Delaney. Lots of folks know that name from The Cobbler, which was up at the Irish Classical actually quite a while ago, as it turns out. At any rate,
He's written another one.
The Seedbed, which opens at Irish Classical tonight at 7:30. And as it turns out, it's all about what he calls the Chinese whisper. Now, when I asked him, okay, what's a Chinese whisper? You remember the old parlor game of telephone?
Yes.
Where you whisper something in someone's ear and it goes around the circle. And
yes.
When you finally hear the message back, it's completely distorted because every person thinks that he or she has it right. And of course, they don't, because they twist the message a little bit according to their personality.
In my family, we don't.
Well, of course not.
But I get the concept.
It looks pretty interesting because Kristen Tripp Kelly plays the wife and Chris Kelly plays the husband. Well, Ariana Davido, as their daughter Maggie, shows up after being away for a little while, and she has left not under the best of circumstances. What makes it even more awkward is she shows up with an unknown fiancé. His name is Mick, and he's played by Eric Roski. And this just sets everyone on edge.
All right. You're not going to tell the rest of the plot?
No.
No, all right.
Don't want to give it away.
All right.
But if you love Irish theater and it's dark, it's mysterious, and, well, it's not violent, but it does get edgy. It's at the Irish Classical. It opens tonight, as a matter of fact, and then runs through April 2nd. The Seedbed.
I did get over to the Cavanocchi Theater to see Bob Waterhouse's production of A View from the Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
A handsome production, very powerfully acted. What a good play. Johnny Fredo, just terrific as Eddie, a man who is not witnessing the transition of the niece he has raised into womanhood well. He's notably possessive and a little bit inappropriately jealous. And this comes to a head when he does not want her dating or particularly marrying a particular young man. This will have tragic repercussions. And the acting is the powerful portion of this, for the most part minimally produced. Also very good performances by Debbie Pappas as the wife Beatrice, by Renee Landrigan as Katie the niece, and by Adriana Gatto and Adam Yellen as the cousins. Peter Palmisano in the narrator role, who in that tragic way knows what's going to happen but is incapable of preventing it.
Powerful actors. I love everything John Fredo has been in. He seems to have been born to play mid-20th century American roles. He's just sort of a gritty guy.
You know what I notice about him is he is a dancer. He moves so well. His physicality is always very relaxed and very comfortable. And I think for many actors, the challenge of being relaxed while an audience is looking at you comes very comfortably and naturally to John, whether he is moving or whether he is standing still. And this play requires Eddie to make some very bold physical gestures because he is a man who cannot articulate or even understand his desires. So he lashes out at key moments. Johnny does this wonderfully, both while he is waiting, while it is smoldering, and when he attacks. Pretty wonderful to watch. A good performance of You from the Bridge at the Cavanocchi Theater.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.